Thank you for being with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. We are finally on the final aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus Christ that we have been studying since the beginning of the year. This theme is going to be that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. And I hope that you are getting that settled within your system, that he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Now, I'm going to go over the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus we've been studying the past few weeks and months. One, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Two, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Three, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. Four, through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. 5. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. 6. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And finally, what we're on now, the theme, Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me, all has been settled by the blood of Jesus. The backdrop scripture for the next few studies that we have here on this final aspect is found in Romans 8, 33 and 34. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. This passage is telling us that if we are cleansed by the blood, set apart to be his servant, and to honor him with our whole heart and lives, there's nobody that can bring charge against God's elect if he has already forgiven. There is nothing that can take hold. There is nothing that can take precedence in our lives and keep us from the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, unless we allow it to be. And sometimes we do. And one of the weaknesses sometimes, and one of the things we yield to, is that of not forgiving others. And because of that, it hinders the grace of God to be employed within our hearts and lives. It is a common way in which believers give Satan a legal claim in their lives, even after being forgiven by the mercy of God. Jesus taught us that we are forgiven by God in the same measure in which we are to forgive others. He said, "If you forgive me their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, then neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Wow, what a caveat. God is so willing to forgive and be merciful towards you, but you have got to show a spirit and a heart of mercy towards others. And you can't forget that. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. We are not entitled to claim forgiveness from God in a measure greater than that which we are willing to extend to others, my friends. If there is any person whom we do not forgive in a corresponding measure, we are not forgiven by God. That means the area of unforgiveness in our own lives is an area to which Satan can sometimes grab legal claim and cut off the covenant promises of God from us. We cannot dislodge him until we have forgiven whomever it may be who needs to be forgiven. It might not be easy. You might have been done wrong in a very bad way. And I know in my personal life, there have been those who have hurt me sorely. However, we've got to take the higher road. We've got to understand the grace of God and how it works. And to be forgiven, we need to forgive others. Redemption is coextensive with the forgiveness of sins. If all our sins are forgiven, then we have the total rights of redemption. Satan has no legal claim outstanding against us. But if there is any area in our lives which sin has not been totally dealt with, Satan still has legal claim in that area. We can get all the preachers in America to preach and pray over us. We can do everything we can and try to act any type of penitential rite within our lives that might seem to be that which would justify us in the sight of God and man. But we will not dislodge the devil, because he knows he has a legal claim. He knows he has a legal claim. We need to remember that the devil is a legal expert. He knows it all. However, God's Word offers us total forgiveness of sin. It is crucial that we hold on to the total forgiveness and leave no offense unforgiven. Let's remember to forgive even as He has been willing to forgive us. Let's remember that even though He did not have to extend mercy, by the mercy of God and by the cross, He has made advantageous, or has made available to us, I should say, the gift of God of His grace. And because of that, He holds to His word and will forgive us even when God Himself has been hurt, even when God Himself might, in His mind, say contrary to His covenant, boy, this person doesn't deserve it. But God doesn't deal with sin on whether we deserve it or not. The forgiveness of God and the blood of Christ being extended, it's by our appropriating by faith the gift of God through the cross and repenting of sin, taking hold of the mercy seat of God, and with humble heart giving ourselves over to the Lord, and then allowing Him to purge us, fill us with His Spirit, and give us resources to walk as a new creation in His love, in His power, and serving God with honor and integrity. It's through Him, with Him, by Him, through Him, that we have hope. And it's through His blood that we have this cleansing aspect. But we have got to remember to learn to forgive others, as so many believers have held in their hearts unforgiveness towards brothers and sisters in Christ or otherwise. They have actually hindered their own lives and prayers by their lack of humility, their grace, in extending mercy to others. Thank You, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I ask God to forgive every sin, and I forgive every person whom I need to forgive. No matter who it is, God, I yield them up to You, asking God that, Lord, You would show me if there's anyone I have never forgiven appropriately for actions done to me, and to be sure that I don't allow Satan any legal claim in my life to hinder my relationship with You. Having done that, I proclaim that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord, for Your mercy. Thank You for Your love. And I appreciate Your loving grace today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, there's times in my personal life that I've been very hurt that people have not apologized to me for things that they have done. And I try to let them know by the scripture that they are not going to be able to operate correctly in God's economy because covenantal promises are held from them because of their lack of heart towards apologizing for what they've done wrong and as well to forgiving others in their hearts. And today I want you to know that whether I've been wrong or you've been wronged, it doesn't matter. We need to place it all at the feet of our Savior. And we need to recognize that we need to honor God with all our heart and all our soul. This past week, I preached a message talking about attitude and gratitude. And in that message, one of the passages was about the Lord who had forgiven somebody of debts and everything else that they had done against Him. But then that person who was forgiven went out and he tried to load debt and things that people, quote, owed to him in a total lack of understanding of the mercy that had already been granted to him personally. That Lord, you know, had him back, said, hey, what are you doing? And that man had himself thrown in a place, in a pit, where he suffered more than he ever could have suffered because of that lack of understanding of the mercy that had been shown to them. Let's not forget the mercy been shown to us, and if God could be merciful towards us, how can we not be merciful to others? Let's remember that today. If you need to reach us at CG Map Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmf@gmail.com. I'm excited about this last aspect we're going to be dealing with about Satan having no longer any claims against us. And I pray that you'll be blessed as you come to be with us here on the prayer line and I've enjoyed teaching this series to you this past year. God bless you in Jesus' name.